Erev Tov, Shavua Tov, we are Sunday night, Or Lekaf Gimal B'Tevet. We're right at the, mamash, the very last line of Tetvav Amud Bet, Ve'amar Rabbi Chama B'Rabbi Chanina. Another ma'amar from Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. I hope you're getting the patterns here. Anytime the Gemara says a ma'amar on topic, so sometimes the Gemara will follow that up with another, with another ma'amar from the same Tanaim, Amoraim, v'chule.
Do they do all them, or do we stop at a certain point?
No, I mean, it's different times it does different things. Tov, katuv. Ve'amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, lama nismechu ahulim linchalim? Why in the pasuk, this is in Parashat Balak, in the bracha of Bil'am, why were tents put next to streams? Dichtiv. Kinhalim nitayu kiranot ale nahar ka'ahalim nata' adunai. Ka'arazim ale maim. That's the pasuk. Lomar lecha. So what do we see over there? The pasuk compares streams and tents. Lomar lecha. Ma nechalim ma'alim et ha'adam mitum'ah letahora af aholim ma'alim et ha'adam mikaf chovah lekaf zechut. Just like streams. A stream can be used as what? As a mikveh tahora. So just like a stream can be used to lift a person from tum'ah to tahora, so too aholim, tents, what's tents? Bate midrash can be used to lift a person from kaf chova, from, you know, being judged harshly, to kaf zechut, to finding innocence in him. Now, Rashi says, yeah, let's see Rashi. Aholim linchalim, kinchalim nitayo ke aholim nata'. Af aholim bate midrashot aholim leshon neti'ah nofelet bahim. Right, you call a bet midrash an ohel shenemar vayita ahole afadno. Okay, so Tosfot disagrees. Tosfot just says we have another pasuk. Rashi says, where do we find the pasuk in Balak that compares streams to tents? That's kinchalim nitayu ka'ahalim nata'. So Tosfot disagrees with that specific pasuk. Tosfot says, "Pirush kontes dechtiv kinchalim nitayu ka'ahalim nata'a, veli nirad da'ahalim dehaikra lav lishon ohel el lishon b'samim." He says, "Ka'ahalim nata'a, that's a reference to b'samim, not a reference to tents. Ela nirad midesmich midesamich matov ohalecha lekinchalim nitayu." Oh, toda rabba. Which means that what are we saying? The pasuk right before is talking about Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkenotecha Yisrael, and the pasuk right after Kinchalim nitayu. So it's talking about the Matovu alecha, same difference, just different pasukim according to Rashi and Tosfot. The Avaitim says the Gemara, now quoting the Mishnah, Hakorei lemafrea lo yatzah. The Mishnah said that if a person reads Kriyat Shema backwards, he's not yotze. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, we saw it the other day, that's only with regards to if you read the psukim out of order, if you read the psukim backwards, whatever it is, but if you read the parashiyot out of order, if instead of doing Shema, v'hayayim Shema, v'yomer, you did v'yomer, Shema, v'hayayim Shema, or whatever other order, that is still Yotzei Dechovah, because in the Torah, they are not in order. On the contrary, they're out of order. In the Torah, which one comes first? Vayomer, Parashat Shelach, Shema is in Parashat Va'etchanan, and V'haya is in Parashat Arkev. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Ase havu katrin leganana l'Rabbi Elazar. What a wonderful thing to do. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Ase, they were friends of Rabbi Elazar, they were tying down ropes, they were preparing his chupa. Tov, ad achi v'achi ezil, אמר לו, עד אחי ואחי אזיל ואשמע מילתה דבי מדרשה ואתי ואי מלכו. It seems like it was possibly his wedding day, so Rabbi Elazar says, while you prepare my chupa, I'll go to the bet midrash, I'll hear a nice chiddush, and I'll come back and tell it to you. יפה, לא? יפה מאוד. So he says, אשכחי לתנה דקטן נקמד דרבי יוחנן. He came into the bet midrash and he heard someone saying over ברייתות before Rabbi Yochanan. What was the ברייתה? קרא וטעה ואני יודע לכאן טעה באמצע הפרק יחזור לראש. If a person makes a mistake in the middle of Kriyat Shema and he doesn't know where exactly he made the mistake, if he knows that he made the mistake in the middle of one of the prakim of Kriyat Shema, what does he have to do? He has to go back to the beginning of that perik.
What is considered a mistake?
Whatever it is.
How does he know he made a mistake?
He feels it. He feels he missed a pasuk. He feels he missed a word, whatever. He doesn't know what exactly it was. If you know exactly, we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch, if you know what the mistake was, go back to that pasuk and continue al seder. But if you know it's somewhere in this paragraph, what's the halacha? Go back to the beginning. Now, b'emtza perek yachzor larosh, ben perek leperek yachzor leperek rishon, which means if you know that it was between the two prakim, where do you go back to? V'haya. If it was between each perek, what do you know? So you say, you go back to V'haya, which is between the first and second perek. We're going to see Rashi explains that that way. And finally, ben k'tiva l'ktiva. How many times in Kriyat Shema does it say uchtavtam? It says twice. Uchtavtam al mezuzot b'techa v'sha'arecha. Twice. Once in the first, once in the second. Let's say you say uchtavtam al mezuzot b'techa v'sha'arecha, and you're thinking, hey, which am I in? Says the Gemara, what do you do? Yechzor l'chtiva rishona. Where do you go back to? You go back to the uchtavtam in the first perek. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, he said, stop here. Lashanu ela shelo patach b'lema'an yirbu yimechem. This only applies as uchtavtam al mezuzot b'techa v'sha'arecha lema'an yirbu. Which means he didn't yet start leman yirbu yimechem. But if he already said the words leman yirbu yimechem, aval petach b'leman yirbu yimechem, sirchin nakat ve'ate. Once he already says leman yirbu yimechem, that's an indication that what? He was on autopilot. Which means what? That means, where was he? He was really in the second. What do you tell him? Move on. Now, ata ve'amar lehu. So Rabbi Elazar heard this chidush, and he came back and he told Rabbi Amin and Rabbi Aseh, who were preparing his chuppah, אמרו לי, אילו לא באנו אלא לשמוע דבר זה דיינו. If we wouldn't have come here today to build your chuppah, and all we heard is this chidush, דיינו. They enjoyed the chidush very much. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi הקדוש. Yeah. קטרין לי, גננה, קושרין החופה להשיאו אישה. יחזור לראש, כגון שהיה יודע שבפרק זה טעה ודילג, אבל אינו יודע באיזה מקום בו טעה. He knows it's in this perek, but he doesn't know exactly where. You go back to what? To the beginning of that perek. Ben perek leperek, shiyodea shegamar ha-parasha, v'tzerich leatchil parasha acheret, v'eno yodea be'ez mehen. He knows that he made a mistake. He knows that he's somewhere. Let's say he's spaced out in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Not he made a mistake, but he knows that he finished a paragraph, and now he should be starting another one. But he doesn't know, am I supposed to be starting v'haya, or am I supposed to be starting v'yomer? What do you do? Where does he go back? He goes back to v'haya. It's got to be machmir. Yeah? And ben k'tiva l'k'tiva, שיודע שצריך לומר וכתבתם, ואינו יודע אם ראשון, אם שני. What do we say? You have to go back to the first. אלא אם כן, ואמר רבי יוחנן לתנה, סירחי נקת, אין לטעות מכאן עד אמת ויציב. ואין צריך לחזור אלא לאמת, שהפרשה שגורה בפיו. All he needs to go, what does he need to, what's אמת? אמת is really, ויומר. You continue, יענה, wherever you are now, continue, because once you said, למען ירבו ימכם, that means you're there. Yeah. Only if you think that you missed something, you made a mistake, but if you find yourself at the end of Shema, we can assume that you read it as you usually would on autopilot. Now, correct.
So why do we need to be machmir and go to the beginning of the first part?
Because you still have to say it. There's an indication now that's true. That's true. But you still have to read. True. Bechol zot, this is something that is very easy to do. Sometimes by the Rabbanans, we say something that's very easy to do, we're mechayev otcha anyway. We'll see. טוב, says Tosfot, הקורא את שמה ואני יודע להיכן טעה חוזר לראש, פירוש, מטעם שאינו יודע מהיכן טעה, אבל אם היה יודע, this is what I pointed out before, this is Tosfot, אבל אם היה יודע מהיכן טעה, שדילג תיבה או פסוק, אינו צריך לחזור אלא מאותו פסוק ואילך, וכן בהלל ומגילה. Which means, if you know where you made the mistake, says Tosfot, what's the הלכה? Go, and then what? That's it. And the same thing by Hallel and Megillah. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'umanim, Korin, Umanim are workers. We're going to see soon what it's talking about. Ha'umanim Korin b'rosh ha'ilan u'v'rosh ha'nidbach, ma'she'enan rishayin la'asot ken b'tfilah. Workers, paid workers, are allowed to read Kriyat Shema at the top of a tree or at the top of a mikvah. One second. Okay. Vaiter. Bikitsur, so the Mishnah says that they are allowed to read Kriyat Shema at the top of a tree or at the top of a stone a pile of rocks, a pile of, you know, stones, whatever, a construction site. Huh? As opposed to, says the Mishnah, as opposed to Tefillah, that they're not allowed to do that. We're going to see soon why not, because it requires Kavanah, and we're afraid that they're not going to have Kavanah because they're afraid to fall. Chatan patur mikrat shema laila rishona ve'ad motzai shabbat, im lo asa ma'aseh. The Mishnah says a chatan on the night of his chupa is patur from kriyat shema. Now in those times, betula niseet leyom arvi'i. They used to get married on Wednesday, either Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, whatever it is. So it would be patur for 3 nights and 4 days. Until when? Until motzei Shabbat, because he's terud b'machshevet mitzvah. We already spoke about this in the first perek. However, if motzei Shabbat comes and he did not yet consummate the marriage, the chachamim said, you obviously must not care too much anymore, because if you cared, you'd do something about it. And therefore what? He becomes again, once again, chayav b'kriyat shema. That's only obviously until he does the ma'aseh. Once he does the ma'aseh, obviously he is chayav like everyone else. Vayter says, "Gemara ma'aseh b'Rabban Gamliel shenasa isha v'kara laila rishona. Amru lo talmidav limatanu rabbeinu shechatan patur m'kriyat shema." Rabban Gamliel got married. And obviously, based on what the Gemara is going to say, he got married to a betula, and yet he read Kriyat Shema on the first night. And they told him, his talmidim said, "Hey, Rebbe, didn't you teach us that a chatan is patur b'layla rishon?" Amar lahem, eni shomei lachem lebatel himeni malchut shamayim afilu sha'a achat. I'm not going to listen to you, to allow you to take away from me the kabbalat on malchut shamayim, even for one night. Let's see, Rashi and Tosfot, says Rashi, ha'omanim, shem asukim b'mlachtam b'rosh ha'ilan or b'rosh ha'nidbach v'igi hazman kriyat shema, korin l'sham miyad, they can read kriyat shema at the top of the tree or construction site, nidbach. What's that? Binyan shel avanim. It's a building of stones. Kmo nidbachin de even galal. Fine. De even galal. Ma she'enan ha'shein la'asot ken betfilah. They're not allowed to do this with regards to what's tefillah? Amida, says Rashi. De tzlota rachamehi. Tefillah requires rachmanut. Uba'ei kavana. Requires kavana. Hilkach en mitpararim berosh ha'ilan uberosh ha'nidbach. De mistafe dil manafle. They can't pray at the top of a tree or at the top of a building. Why? Because they're always afraid that they are going to fall. And that fear is going to hinder their kavanah. It's a very, very, at the top of a tree and at the top of a building, it's very tight. No, dachak means it's narrow, it's tight. Umechamat bi'atuta la matze mechavvine. And as a result of their fear, they won't be able to have proper kavanah when they pray. Says Tosfot, yeah. Ma'ase b'Rabban Gamliel shenasa isha v'kara kriyat shema b'layla rishona lav ma'ase listor hu. The Gemara would usually ask on such a thing, hey, ma'ase listor, when the Gemara tells a halakha, when the Mishnah says a halakha and then brings a story to the contrary, the first question the Gemara usually asks is, ma'ase listor, are you quoting a story that contradicts the premise of the halakha that you taught me? Now that question would be appropriate here, because Mishnah says, chatan balayla rishon, what's the halakha? Patur. And then the Mishnah gives me a story that Rabban Gamliel did what? He prayed. So the most appropriate kushiyah would be, ma'ase listor, you're contradicting yourself with the story. Says Tosfot, it's not a good question. Why? The kamash malan, im gadol hu uvotech be'atzmo shiuchal litkaven v'hu ra'ui litol et Hashem ha'reshut biyado. It comes to teach us that if a person is worthy enough, a person that is adam gadol, and he feels that he can have proper kavana, it's not considered ga'ava. That's the chidush of Rabban Gamliel. It comes to teach us what? For most people, patur, and don't do it. If you're big enough, like Rabban Gamliel, what? Do it. But, huh? When you are, you feel it. Now, he says, what? Tfilat Arvit is Chayal.
Yeah.
So you don't need as much kavana. You don't. No, but first of all, the Gemara comes out. It's a shoot. Uchver ki blu alim kol Yisrael ki chovah. The Rambam says, considered like tefillat chovah. You need more kavana for kriyat shema the oraita than you need for tefillah the rabbanan. Yeah. Pray b'chidut. The pictures will wait. Let him go daven arvit for a second, either before or after, whatever. He doesn't have to pray b'minyan necessarily. Let him go chop a few minutes to himself in the corner, whatever. Now, I mean, I hope it's not. And even nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch says that the p'tur of kriyat shema no longer applies because nobody's mechavin kara'ui anyway. Okay. In order to say, oh, it messes up your kavana, what do you have to have to begin with? You have to have kavana. So
he won the excuse.
Correct. we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ha'umanim korim b'rosh ha'ilan u'b'rosh ha'nidbach, u'mitpalelim b'rosh ha'zayit u'b'rosh ha'te'ina. They're allowed to pray where? At the top of an olive tree and a fig tree. Why is that? Rashi's going to say, because the branches and leaves of olive and fig trees are very wide, so they have a wider place to stay, so they're less afraid of falling. U'shar kol ha'ilanot, yordin lemata u'mitpalelim. All other trees that they're working at the top of, they have to come down from the tree and pray. ובעל הבית, בין כך ובין כך, יורד למטה ולהתפלל, לפי שאין דעתו מיושבת עליו. The בעל הבית, no matter what kind of tree, even on a tree, like an olive tree and fig tree, which are wider, what do you tell the בעל הבית? Come down. Why? Because you're not working for anybody, you don't have any pressure to be up there. You come down and daven like a mensch. Weiter, says the Gemara, Rami le Rav Mari Biraha, debat Shemuel le Rava. Rami, the son of Bat Shemuel, asks Rava. Now, Rav Mari has a very interesting story. Rashi says, and it's in Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Mem Tet, the Gemara says Rav Mari, in most of Shas, is called Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Why is he called by his mother, not by his father? The story goes that he was a grandson of the Amora Shemuel. Shemuel had a daughter who was captured by Goyim, and one of the Goyim who captured her impregnated her, okay? Which means the child is still Jewish. However, mid-pregnancy, the Goy who impregnated her was Mitgayer. His name was Isur Giura. So he was Mitgayer. So the Gemara says that this Rav Mari, Horato Shelo Bikdusha, he was formed not without Kedusha, Veledato Bikdusha, but by the time he was born, he was already born Bikdusha. So that's why instead of calling him by his father's name, the Gemara calls him by his mother's name. Vaiter says the interesting, and he became an Amora. Rav Mari Bar Shemuel. Yeah, Rav Mari Biraha Devat Shemuel LeRava, he asks him, Tanan Ha'omnin Korin Berosh Ha'ilan Uvrosh Ha'nidbach Alma Laba'e Kavana. From our Mishnah says that the workers are allowed to read Kriyat Shema at the top of the tree or at the top of the building. It shows what? That Kriyat Shema doesn't need Kavana. Urminhi. However, there's another Mishnah that says, HaKoret Shema, Tzarech Sheyichaven Et Libo, Sheneemar, Shema Yisrael. Ulhalan Omer, Hasket Ushma Yisrael. Ma Lealan Basket, has to be Bechavana, Afkan Basket. Which means the Kriyat Shema does need Kavana. So decide, does Kriyat Shema require Kavana or not? From our Mishnah, what do you see? No, because you let them read where? At the top. And yet, there's another Baraita that says, it requires, says the Gemara, Ishtik. Rava was silent. He didn't have what to answer him. Says the Gemara, Amar le, mi de shemi alach beha. So he says, maybe you have the answer. Maybe you heard an answer to your own question. Amar le, hachi amar av sheshat, vehu shebetelin mimlachtan vekorin. Which means that what? When do we say that they can read it at the top of the tree or at the top of the building? They have to stop working. Which means what? That it does require an element of what? Of kavana. Ve'atanya. Usually when the Gemara says Vehatanya, it's a counter Baraita, which means it comes to ask. Over here Rashi's gonna say that it's Vehatanya Benichuta, which means that this Baraita is actually a support. What does the Baraita say? Betilel omnim, oskin bimlachtam vekorin. But I'm sorry, Vehatanya, over here it's a counter. Vehatanya betilel omnim oskin bimlachtam vekorin. Betilen says that they are allowed to continue reading Kriyat Shema as they're working, so you have to stop working or continue working. Says the Gemara, Lakashia, ha beperek rishon, ha beperek sheni. When do they have to stop working for the first perek of Kriyat Shema? When can they continue working? Second perek and on. And that's how it says. Okay. So, what about him?
The owner, is he allowed to say Kriyat Shema on top of the tree?
Nope. Come down. Yep, that's what the Gemara says by Tfilah. Same thing over here. Now,
they employ, so every second is a count.
So, but it just takes, for that short thing, it's mamash a few seconds to say the first parasha bechavana. That's okay. Now, says the, let's see Rashi. Yeah? ומתפללים בראש הזית ובראש התאנה בזמן שעוסקים בהן, מפני שענפיהן מרובים ויכולים לעמוד שם שלא בדוחק. You can stand on an olive or fig tree. There's a lot of branches and it's pretty wide, so they're not afraid. ואין שם פחד ליפול, לפיכך מתפללים בראשם, אבל בשאר אילנות אין מתפללים. On top of any other tree, you cannot pray. בין כך ובין כך, כלומר בין מתאנה בין משאר אילנות, יורד ומתפלל. Who are we talking about? בעל הבית, get down, דהיינו משועבד למלאכה, שהוא ברשות עצמו. You're not a worker, you're the boss, come down. לפי שאין דעתו מיושבת עליו, מביעתותו. Which means, his his mind doesn't get clouded from fear. Why? You can calm down. You don't need this. Ve'im hekelu etzel po'alim mipnei bitul melacha, lo hekelu etzel ba'al habayit. If you see that kula in place by the workers, that doesn't mean that it applies to the boss. Says Rashi, Berad devat Shmuel, bekama mekomot karile bar Rachel. Uvat Shmuel hayta. This Rachel was the daughter of Shmuel Damura, Venishbet Levena Amim. She was captured by Goyim, Kedamar Bechtubot, Uva Aleha Echad, one of the Goyim, one of her captors, cohabited with her, Venit Abrahimenu, Veacharkach Nitgayer, Ushme Isur. This Goy who converted, his name was, what an interesting name, Isur. Tov, Kedamrin Mavavatra, Ravmari Bere, Horato shelo bikdusha hava, lekach lo haya nikra al shem aviv. Since his formation, since his conception was shelo bikdusha, so we didn't want to call him by his father's name, although afterwards his father became a ger tzedek. Nevertheless, we always call him by his mother's name. Weiter, says the Mishnah. Says the Rashi, yeah? Tanan ha'omnim koni b'rosh ha'ilan, afilu bizman shen asukin, alma la ba'i kavana. If the Mishnah allows the workers to read Kriyat Shema at the top of the tree, at the top of the building, that means the Kriyat Shema doesn't need Kavanah. Shebetelim mimlachtan v'korin, kedei shiu korin b'chavanah, rasha'in libatel mimlachtan. Okay, Perek Rishon, Parashat Shema, bai chavanah, maskanat ha'gmarah is, what Kavanah do you require of the workers? First parasha, and the second parasha no longer needs. If you look for a second at Tosfot habe perek rishon, says Tosfot. Now, according to the maskana of this gemara, what requires kavanah? What do you require kavanah of the workers? First perek. Now, didn't we just end off a few dapim later on dafyud gimel, and we said that what requires kavanah? First pasuk. So Tosfot asks that. I'm letting you know right now, although we read this Tosfot is going to be subject to a tremendous machloket rishonim, and not everybody agrees, as we'll see soon from the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. However, according to Tosfot, habe perek rishon, lav davka nakat, פרק ראשון, דהיינו עלי בדרבה, ורבה אמר לעיל פסוק ראשון לבד, והכי ילחתה, Tosfot says, when the Gemara says that פרק ראשון requires כוונה, it doesn't mean necessarily, specifically פרק ראשון, it's a reference to what? פסוק ראשון, and Tosfot says that's the הלכה. Just the פסוק of שמה, ברוך שם, שלום. זהו. Not everyone's going to agree with that. Now, says the Gemara ביתר, Tanya. Yeah, you have it? תנור הבנן. הפועלים שהיו עושים מלאכה אצל בעל הבית קוראים קריאת שמע ומברכים לפניה ולאחריה. They say, so first of all, workers who are working by the בעל הבית, they would A, read קריאת שמע with ברכות, ברכות קריאת שמע, before and after. What do you see about ברכות קריאת שמע? Does it require כוונה? No? Okay. Okay, fine. Now, they read a shortened 18. We're going to see soon. ואוכלים פיתן ומברכים לפניה ולאחריה. They eat bread and they have to make hamotzi and birkat hamazon. Umitpalelin tefillah shel shemona esre, and they have to pray shemona esre. Aval en yordin lifnei ateva. However, they are not allowed to serve as chazanim to be shliach tzibur anywhere, even to go down into a shul. Oh, we need a chazan. Don't. Why? Because that.
Huh?
While at work. While at work, not working. You can't be working, but you can't take off to be a chazan as you're working. Why? Hello? Zuz. Ve'en nos'im kapehen. And if they're kohanim, they also don't go for birkat kohanim. Says the Gemara ve'atanya. Here's another proof to this. Me'en. I'm sorry. Ve'atanya. Here's a question. Me'en shemona esre. They don't read the whole Amidah. They read only a portion of Amidah. In the fourth perek, it's called Havinenu, which is what? It's the first three brachot, the last three brachot, and the middle 11 brachot are all condensed into one bracha. So at the end of the day, how many brachot is it? Seven. That's it. Now, one second. That's for po'alim. So is it the full Amidah or is it a partial Amidah, a pseudo Amidah? Amar Rav Sheshat, Lakashia. Harabban Gamliel, Harabbi Yoshua. The Braita that says that they pray the entire Amidah is Rabban Gamliel, who says that they have to pray the whole thing. And the Braita that says that they can pray Me'en, the pseudo Amidah, is Rabbi Yoshua. Says the Gemara, I Rabbi Yoshua, my iria po'alim, afilu kol adam name. According to Rabbi Yoshua, not only po'alim can do the pseudo Amidah, you know who else can do it? Anyone, any day, any time, you can do the pseudo Amidah, even if you're not a Po'el. Ela, the Gemara scraps that, and the Gemara says, Ela, Ide ve'ide Rabban Gamliel. Both of these Baraitot are according to Rabban Gamliel. ולא קשיא. כאן בעושין בשכרן, כאן בעושין בסודתן. One is where they're working for salary in addition to the food that the Baal HaBayit is giving them, which means he's paying them and he's getting them lunch. In which case what? In which case they have to shorten their amidah. And the second case is where they're only, what's their salary? They're working for their food. They're not working for their salary, they're working for their food. And where they're working for their food, when they're working for their food, what's the halakha? Over there we say they can take a little bit longer if necessary, because they're not being paid all that much anyway. Ve'atanya, ha'po'alim shayu osim melacha etzel ba'al ha'bayit, korin kriyat shema umitpalalin ve'ochlin pitan, ve'en mevarchin lefaneha, aval mevarchin le'achareha. Now, over here there's a machloket rishonim about what it says over here. Okay? The Gemara, as we have it in front of us, says that they don't make a bracha before they eat the bread, which is hamotzi, but they will make birkat hamazon. The Rif and the Rambam, and we're going to see Shulchan Aruch, also hold that they make hamotzi as well. It's a machloket in the girsa in the Gemara. Do they mevarchin or in mevarchin hamotzi before they eat bread? Aval mevarchin leachareya, but they do make birkat hamazon. But everybody agrees that the birkat hamazon that po'alim make is shortened. Ketzad bracha rishona kitikuna, ha'el hazan is full. Shenia potech beberkat ha'aretz v'cholelin bonei Yerushalayim beberkat ha'aretz, which means that the second bracha they say nodeh lecha, and in that bracha what else do they put in? They put in bonei Yerushalayim in there as well. So over there, and what about the fourth bracha? They don't say it at all since it's only the Rabbanan. Bamedvarim amurim. Now, okay. באמת דברים אמורים בעושים בשכרן, אבל עושים בסודתן, או שהיה בעל הבית, מסבים מים מברכים כתיקונה. When do we say that they get all these, the shortened ברכת המזון? That's only when they are working for their salary. But if they're working for their meal, or if the בעל הבית is eating lunch with them, what do you see if the בעל הבית is eating lunch with them? That he's not makpid. He gives them a little bit more time. So over there, they will say the entire ברכת המזון. Let's see Rashi. Yeah, says Rashi. תנן האומנים קוראים בראש האילן אפילו בזמן שנעסוקין. We did this already, sorry. קוראים את שמה ומברכים לפניה ולאחריה כתיקונה, וכן בזמן תפילה. טוב. אבל אין יורדים לפני התיבה, אינן רשאים להיבטל ממלאכתן ולרד לפני התיבה לעשות שליח ציבור, שיש שם ביטול מלאכה יותר מדי. You can't go be a chazan, because that's too much time off from work. מעין 18, הביננו לדעת דרכך. The text of the הביננו ברכה is in the fourth פרק, שכולל י' ברכות בברכה אחת. The 11 middle brachot are all sandwiched in to one bracha. V'gimal rishonot v'gimal achronot kilchatan. And the first three and the last three of the Amidah are regular. Harabban Gamliel Rabbi Yoshua. Ditnan v'perek tefilat ha-shachar. Rabban Gamliel omer, b'chol yom v'yom itpalel adam 18 brachot. Rabban Gamliel says, every day when you pray Amidah, what do you have to do? All 18 brachot. Now it's 19. Rabbi Yoshua omer, me'ein yutchet. Rabbi Yoshua says, you have to pray, but not 18 real brachot. What? The condensed version, right? The concise version. Osim bischaran, shenotlin schar poulatan, levad seudatan. If there are workers that get salaries besides for the seuda that they get, besides for lunch, tzrichim lemaher mamlacha, hammelacha umitpanalin me'ein yutchet. They have to, you know, shorten and go back to work real quick, so they have the license to pray the shorter amidah. Aval osim bisudatan bishvil achila levada mitpanalin yutchet. But if they're only working for their lunch, so what's that? Over there, we allow them to pray the whole thing. Ve'atanya, one second. Ve'atanya says Rashi, benichuta, that what, it's not a question, it's a proof. Diyesh chiluk ben osin bischaran leosin bisudatan, where ve'en bevarchin lefaneha she'ena min haTorah. Rashi is going with the girsa of the Gemara that they do not say hamotzi, aval mevarchin la'achareha, but they do have to make birkat hamazon, because birkat hamazon is min haTorah. She'im min haTorah dichtiv ve'achalta v'sava'ata uverachta ve'cholelin shne brachot be'achat dinode en rachem they sandwich into one bracha, שברכת הארץ ובניין ירושלים דומות. Because נודה לך and רחם and בוני ירושלים are very similar. Because where was the Bet HaMikdash? It's talking about what? Eretz Yisrael. Okay, טוב. So, that's that. Let's see one Tosfot. Says Tosfot, אפילו כל אדם נאמה, ואם תאמר, השאר כל אדם רשות ופועלים חובה, why don't you say according to Rabbi Yoshua, it's still a chidush. Why? Because anybody else, according to Rabbi Yoshua, if I'm a regular person, am I allowed to read all 18 full brachot of Amidah?
Yes.
Yes. If I'm a po'el, am I allowed to?
No.
No. I have to shorten, according to Rabbi Yoshua. I must shorten it, because otherwise it's gezel from Baal HaBayit. So why is that not a chidush for Rabbi Yoshua? Why is Gemara so quick to say no? It's not Rabbi Yoshua. It's Rabban Gamliel. Says Teisves v'yesh lomar defshita le kivan sheyachol lomar me'ein yudchet en ze shum chidush im apoalim omrim afilu lechatchila. Tosfot says the Gemara understood that if according to Rabbi Yoshua even regular people can say me'ein shmona esre, it's no chidush that poalim can do this even lechatchila. Tov v'chotem beberkat ha'aretz afalgav demidoraitahem. Although the second two brachot, both Nodelecha and Rachim, are midoraita, so they're both doraita. How can you condense it? Says Tosfot, Yesh koach biyad chachamim la'akor davar min haTorah ho'ilu trudim b'melechet ba'al habayit. The chachamim are able to make such establishments to curtail things from the Torah. Why? Because they are involved in the work of ba'al habayit. Other poskim give different terutzim. Some say that although the ideas of hazanet hakol, Eretz Yisrael and Binyan Yerushalayim have to be included in Birkat HaMazon, but in Minyan HaBrachot Min HaTorah. Although these ideas must be mentioned in Birkat HaMazon Midoraita, but the number of Brachot in Birkat HaMazon is not Min HaTorah, so that would likewise answer Tosos' question. Yeah.
Shula, workers can read when
they we're talking about Shacharit. Time passes.
Oh, this is Shacharit time?
Vaday. They don't work at night. They're working during the day. Now, that's machlokta poskim, machlokta rishonim. So let's wait for daf kaf chet. The Gemara gets into that at length, but that is a machlokta poskim. Says the Gemara vayter, yeah. Chatan patur mikriat shema. Tanu rabbanan b'shivtecha b'vetecha prat leosek b'mitzvah. When are you chayav b'kriat shema? When you're sitting at home, excluding when you're involved with mitzvah. Uvelachtcha v'derech prat lechatan. Mikan amru hakones ta betula patur. Right? Do you recognize this Gemara from anywhere, Rabotai? Huh? Yeah, Vadai. Where do we see this before? What daf? Yud Alef Amud Alef. Okay? A few days ago. So, you should be all familiar with this. Right? Prat lechatan. Mikan amru hakones ta betula patur v'ta almana chayav. The Chachamim said, based on this pasuk, a person who marries betula is patur. Mikirat Shema, almana. Almana is not necessarily almana. Almana means be'ula. A woman who is no longer a betula, the halacha is chayav. My mashma, what do you see from this pasuk? Uvlechtecha v'derech. Where does uvlechtecha v'derech exclude a chatan? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, ki derech, just like a way. Ma derech reshut, afachanami reshut. Just like going on the way, traveling on the way is optional. So too, this is optional. When are you chayav b'kriyat shema? When you're traveling on an optional way. However, if you're traveling, if you're going to do something that's not optional, i.e., mitzvah or chatan, anything that's not optional, so you will be patur. Says the Gemara, Mila askinet kazi lidvar mitzvah, v'afilu achi amar rachmana likre. Says the Gemara, the Torah says, uvlechtecha v'derech. Does the Torah say which way you're going on? When the Torah says, uvlechtecha v'derech, could it be talking about derech shel mitzvah? It could be, and yet the Torah says, read, kriyat shema. So who told you to exclude? Says the Gemara, imken lemakra belechet, uvlechet b'derech. My belechtecha, why is it in your going on the way? Shema amina belechet tidach hu demechayavt demitzvah patirat. This comes to teach you when you're going on your way. What's your way? Your own optional way. But if it's a derech of mitzvah, you will be patur. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, if the whole reason over here is that you're involved in mitzvah, what do you think? Getting married to an almana is not a mitzvah? Of course it's a mitzvah. So why are you chayav? Says the Gemara, yachi, my iria koneset betula, afilu koneset almana name. Says the Gemara, it has nothing to do necessarily with mitzvah. What does it have to do with? Hacha tarid, vehacha la tarid. By the case of koneset betula, the person is preoccupied. By the case of the almana, he's not preoccupied. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, if you're going with, instead of mitzvah, you're going with preoccupation, there's many other things in life that can preoccupy your mind. For instance, what says the Gemara? Im mishum tirda afilu tav'as minato bayam nami. Even if a person, let's say, his ship sinks, which means he loses a lot of money, right? The Dow plummets that day, he lost tons of money. He's preoccupied. Patur from kriyat shema? Ma pitom. Alama amar bi abba barzavda amar av avil chayav bechol hamitzvot amurot b'torah. Right, we saw this before. The Gemara says that avil, right after the first day, chutz mina tefillin shari neemar ba'en pe'er shneemar pe'erecha chavosh alecha. Avil is chayav in all of the mitzvot of the Torah besides for tefillin, but including kriyat shema. Is there anybody who's more preoccupied than an avil? And yet he's chayav. So if preoccupation is the name of the game, so why are you patur? Says the Gemara, Amrei hatam tirda dirshu tacha tirda de mitzvah. Over there by all of these other things, by even by the avil. Tosafot talks about that also. We spoke about that earlier. And by the business, those are all optional preoccupations, which means, okay, you can't be, whatever. But that's a different story. But you have to be mamash osik, bayad. That's Tosfot in Sukkah, of Kafei Amud Aleph, not getting into that now. But by Chatan, his tirda, his preoccupation is what? His preoccupation is not optional. It's about what? It's about a mitzvah. Let's see Rashi in Teisvis. Yes, as Rashi... בשבתך בביתך פרט לעוסק במצווה כבר פרשתי בפרק ראשון Rashi says I'm not going to go through explaining it again because if you want to see what I have to say about the matter see above יוד א' עמוד א' right? No reason to reiterate yeah? טוב anybody who cares enough will flip back טוב says חזרה טוב says Tosfot on the top, Ihachi mai iria betula, Iamat Vishlam at the Tama Mishum Tirda Shapir, Ela meachar, Shutoleha Tam be mitzvah almana name. If the reason is because of mitzvah, almana also says the Gemara, no, it is because of Tirda, but the only Tirda that we exempt you from Kriyat Shema is Tirda of mitzvah. What's the Shaila? Let's move. Yeah.
From the statement of Rabban Gamliel.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Can we also say that Onen can say, I'm not going to lose.
Doesn't work. Doesn't work. It's bizayon lamit.
I don't want to take myself out of.
You don't have a choice.
I want to say brachot.
Too bad. Brachah levatana. Now,
weiter. The
there's situations where he would be chayav. For instance, mesira lekatafim, which means the guy's not buried yet, but he's mamash out of the picture. The post can talk about it. There are ways to not opt out.
Or he's on a plane there to Israel.
This is big machlok to post. What you do on the plane? Because you're still accompanying the mit. You could still be emailing and involved in decisions pertaining to the kibura and levaya. Hello, Hasir Wi-Fi on planes? Ya habibi. Okay, so the only thing they block is you can't make a Wi-Fi call. Why? Because if they let that. So that's Yeah, I never understood how it is that they can actually block the calls, but they block the calls. I tried, they block it. Why? Because it's for sanity. Can you imagine being on a 12-hour flight to Israel and people on the phone? Forget it, you're toast. Now, What security? And data and Wi-Fi. Weiter. Tov. Weiter says the next Mishnah. While we are on the topic of Rabban Gamliel, the Mishnah gives another anecdote about Rabban Gamliel. Says the Mishnah, Rachatz Laila Arishon Shemeta Ishto. Rabban Gamliel, the first night, now this is not talking about when he was Onin, this is talking about when he was Avil. The night following the Kvura of his wife, the Kvura happened during the day, and the night following, he already went to bathe. Amrulo, He's Avil, Asula Asot Kacha. Amrulo Talmidav, Limatanu Rabbeinu Shavil, Asul Lirchotz. You taught us, Rabbi, that an avil is not allowed to bathe. Amar lahem eni kishar bnei adam istenis ani. He says, I'm not just like any other person. He says, I'm very finicky. How do you say istenis in Russian? Okay. Whatever. So, no, he's very, very, very sensitive, and therefore it's mutar for him. We're going to see a Tosfot on this. Uchshemet Tavi Avdo kibel alav tanchumin. When Rabban Gamliel's Eved Kina'ani, whose name was Tavi, passed away, he allowed people to comfort him about his passing. Amru lo talmidav limatanu rabbeinu she'en mekablin tanchumin al avadim. Rabbi, didn't you teach us that when a person's Eved dies, you don't accept consolation? Amar lahem en Tavi Avdi kishar kol avadim kasher haya. My servant, my Eved Kina'ani Tavi was not like other people, he was kasher. He was tzaddik. Tov. Chatan, im rotze likrot kriyat shema laila arishon, kore. Now back to what we said before, what do we learn from Rabban Gamliel, a chatan who wishes to read kriyat shema on the first night, may? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, lo kol arotze litol et Hashem, itol. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, if you're like my father, we'll talk. But if you're not anybody who wants to, can. Okay, now, let's see. Rashi. Rachatz laila arishon shemeta ishto venikbera bo vayom veaf alpi she'avel asur birchitza Hu rachatz. Although other avanim are asur, he bathed. Kedamar ta'ama istenis ani v'adam me'unag umfunak. He's a very finicky person. Says Tosfos. Yeah. Says Tosfot istenis ani v'ikat tzar im lo haya rochetz. Since he's an istenis, if he doesn't bathe, he would be betzar. Deino asur lirchotz v'imeiv lo ela mishum ta'anug. What's the reason that an avel can't bathe? For pleasure. וגם לחוף ראשו, יאית לעלבוביה בראשי ישרי, even to shampoo, his head, if he has knots in his hair, the הלכה is that even during the avelut, what's the הלכה? מותר. אפילו תוך שבעה, וכן איתי רבנו שמואל ליולדת אבלה לרחוץ תוך שבעה. רבנו שמואל בעל התוסות, based on this משנה said, that a woman who's given birth, within yoledet, a woman who's given birth, and she's now in the middle of שבעה, the הלכה is that she's allowed to bathe. Nami b'tishah be'av, not only during avelut, also during tishah be'av. V'chein mash manami b'mesechet yoma, mi sheyesh lo chatatin b'roshu sach kederko b'yom ha'kippurim eino choshesh, af al gav d'sichah k'shtiyah b'yom ha'kippurim. Although one of the things that's asur in Yom Kippur is rubbing oneself with oil. The Gemara says that if a person has cuts in his head or any other place in his body for that matter, and you want to rub it with oil for it to feel better, even on Yom Kippur, what's the halacha? It's mutar. Weiter. וכן משמע בירושלמי, אבל אסור ברחיצה, הדד תמה ברחיצה של תענוג, אבל ברחיצה שאינה של תענוג מותר, כי הדד איתמן מי שלא שלך תתין ברשה, so the Yerushalmi says the same thing that we're speaking about, and that is why Tosfot explains that, so what? Rabban Gamliel is an istanis, so what? Istanis requires of him to take a shower, because otherwise he would be mitzta'ir. Vaiter, says the Gemara, מי טעמה דרבן גמליאל, what is the reason that Rabban Gamliel did this? כסבר, ענינות לילה דרבנן, דכתיב ואחריתה, which means everybody agrees that the obligation, there's a Torah obligation to mourn the first day of death. One second. No. So now that's the Shaila. So everybody agrees that the first day there's a mitzvah aseh min haTorah lehit abel, to mourn for the dead. After that, for the rest of Shiva, it is, after that day is only midrabbanan. Now, what about the night following that first day? It's machloket. Rabban Gamliel holds no. It's only until shkiah of that day. The following night is already part of the following days, and that morning period is only midrabbanan. And therefore, since it's only midrabbanan, they didn't impose that sanction on the avil. Okay, weiter says the Gemara, tenu rabbanan uchshemet tavi avdo. I'm sorry, let's see Rashi. There's a Rashi over here that we have to see first. Kasavara ninut laila derabanan va'af al pisha ya leil yom hamita. It's not talking about onen. It's talking about what? Aninut means the morning. This was morning with a U. This was the morning on the night following the kvura. So he says what? Uchtiv aninut beoraita dichtiv lo achalti ve'onim imenu. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat the ma'aser sheni in an aninut state, ufachot miyom echad eno aninut, less than one full day is not considered an onen, dialfe rabbanan mi v'acharita ki yomar, kasavar Rabban Gamliel, en laila shel acharav im hayom. The night following the day of kvura, the day of aninut, is not like part of the day, ela midrabbanan hu kishar yimei ha'evel. It's considered midrabbanan like the rest of the days of the avelut. Vegabei istenis lo gazur barabbanan, plukta yod tana'ehi bzvachim, it's machloket tana'im in zvachim daf tzaditet, baninut laila imidoraita midrabbanan, if aninut on the night following the day of aninut is the oraita or not, but Rabban Gamliel very clearly holds that it's only midrabbanan. Vait, says the Gemara. וכשמת תביא עדו, תנו רבנן, עבדים ושפחות, when a person loses an עבד, now again, remember, עבד כנעני, שפחה כנענית, is partially Jew, right? He's חייב במצוות כאישה. Now when they die, the Mishnah says very clearly, that what? Don't allow yourself to get comforted, don't take comfort from people, so the Baraita expands on this a little bit. תנו רבנן, עבדים ושפחות, אין עומדים עליהם בשורה. You don't stand in a shura. When the avelim used to leave the bet hakvarot, the people who came to with the kvura, the people who comforted them, used to stand in line. You don't do that on the passing of an eved. Ve'en omrim alehim birkat avelim v'tanchumei avelim. You don't say birkat avelim is by the seuda. Birkat avelim is by the seuda tavra'a. When other people feed them, they make a special bracha v'tanchumei avelim and a consolement of mourners. Ma'ase umeta shifchato shel Rabbi Eliezer. There's a story that the shifcha of Rabbi Eliezer passed away. Nichnesu talmidav lenachamo. Kivan shira'a otam ala la'aliyah ve'alu acharav. When he saw them, when he saw his talmidim coming to give him comfort, to comfort him for the death of his shifcha, he ran away from them. He ran away to his attic. Nichnas lan, right? Ve'alu acharav. They followed him. Nichnas lan pilon. He went into kind of like an anteroom, like a foyer. He run away from. Nichnesu acharav. They followed him. Nichnas litraklin. He went into the bigger room of the house. Yeah, I know what. He keeps on running away from them, and they keep following him. Nichnesu acharav. Amar lahem kimdume ani she'atem nichvim beposhrim. Achshav e'atem nichvim afilu bechame chamin. He says, it seems to me that you guys were burnt with lukewarm water. Now, even with boiling water, you're not going to get it. Well, you're not going to get burnt. Which means what? I was trying to hint it to you by running away, but obviously you didn't register. Lo kach shaniti lechem. Did I not teach you? Avadim ushfachot en omdim alehim b'shura ve'en omrim alehim birkat avelim ve'lo tanchu me'avelim ela ma omrim. So what do you say to a person who lost his eved or shifcha? אלא מה אומרים עליהם? כשם שאומרים לו לאדם על שורו ועל חמורו שמתו. The same way you tell him for an ox or a donkey that dies. המקום ימלא חסרונך. May הקדוש ברוך הוא supplement your loss. Okay? That ever doesn't belong to me, so. כך אומרים לו על עבדו ועל שבחתו, המקום ימלא חסרונך. That's all you say. תניא אידך, there's another בריתא, עבדים ושפחות אין מספידין אותן. You don't give them, you don't eulogize them. Rabbi Yose Omer, im eved kasher hu, omrim alav, if he was a eved kasher, if he was a tzaddik kind of, what do you say for him? Hoi, ish tov, v'ne'eman, v'ne'enam yigi'o. Right, you say all these nice things about him. He's a good man, trustworthy, he, you know, benefited from his work, hard worker. Amru lo, im ken, ma yinachta laksherim. If this is what you're going to say about the avadim kananim, what are you going to say about regular Jews? This is, ya'aneh, they meant to tell him what? Go bury the guy, v'shalom. Go home. Yeah? Huh? Lo yoda. It's a good shayla. Lo yoda. So, we haven't had an Eved Kanani in a while, so, wouldn't know. Says, so, you ever ask yourself, Rashi actually doesn't say this, but why is it that, what's the problem of, you know, getting consoled for Avadim and stuff like that? What's the problem? So what? He's not a goy. Partial Jew. Chayav b'mitzvot keisha. Yefeh me'ot Teisves. Teisves says like this. Ba'al Teisves on the daf. En omdim alem b'shura. Dilma ate la'asukel yochasin. People might understand from the kavod that you're giving them, from the eulogy and from the comfort and whatever. Oh, he's a kosher. And he's not kosher. Can't marry Bat Israel. And people might understand that from his kids. Oh, Yehudi kasher. And then you have problems of yochasin. So therefore the Chachamim said what? Cut it out. Don't do that. Weiter, says Rashi, En omdin alehem b'shura. כשחוזרים מבית הקברות, היו עושים שורות סביב האבל, ומנחמים אותו, ואין שורה פחותה מעשרה. The least שורה that they used to make for the avil when he left the cemetery was what? 10 people. ברכת אבלים, ברכת רחבה, שמברין אותו סעודה ראשונה. It's a bracha in the courtyard of the cemetery when they used to feed him after the thing. Mishel Achayim umvarchin sham birkat avelim b'mefereshet b'ktubot perek rishon. The Gemara says the whole text of this blessing. Lan pilon bait katan shelifnei traklin agadol. It's like a foyer that was in front of the big room. Nichvin beposhrim klomar savur hayiti shtavinu davar beremez muat shiraitim oti sar me'alechem likanes lan pilon. I thought that you would get the hint by me running away from you. But, no. Okay? Hoi, lashon gnicha v'tza'aka. It's like, say, oi, like a moan. Okay, right. Says the Gemara further, yeah? Tanu Rabbanan. En korin avot ela lishlosha. There are only three people who are called avot. Who's that? Elokeinu v'kai. Avotenu? Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Ven korin imahot ela le'arba. Okay? Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Le'a. Avot, my ta'ama. What's the reason that you can only call those three avot? If you're going to tell me why, because Am Yisrael comes from 12 Shvatim. So you can't call anybody else besides Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You can't call Reuven avot, because maybe you're not from Shevet Reuven, but everybody's from Israel. Says Amara, that can't be the reason. Ihachi imahot name layadainan imirachel ka'atinan imileaka atinan. Which means by the imahot also, if that was the case, you shouldn't be able to call the imahot. You should only be able to call imahot Sarah and Rivka. But once it gets to Rachel v'Leah, you don't know if you're from Rachel, Leah, Bilha, or Zilpah for that matter. You have no clue. So what is the reason? Ela adhacha chashive. Nowadays, most of us are from Leah. Most. Because nowadays, Kohanim and Neviim are from Shevet Levi. And the Maran Achida writes that most Israelim are from the two Shvatim that went into Galut last, which are Yehuda and Binyamin. And he says that Sfaradim in general are from Shevet Yehuda, and Ashkenazim in general are from Shevet Binyamin. Now again, obviously there's exceptions, whatever, but that's, he says, as a general rule. Okay, so now, Ela adach ha-chashivet, fela chashivet. The reason is because of chashivut. Only Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were chashuv enough to be considered avot. Past that, no. They were chashuv, but not chashuv enough to be called avot. Tanya idach, there's another baraita. Avadim ushfachot, en korinotam abba ploni ve'ima plonit. You don't call them, in those times it used to be like mister. Abba ploni, or ima plonit, right? You don't call him abba, you don't give him an honorary title. We're going to see soon why. Veshel Rabban Gamliel hayu korinotan abba ploni ve'ima plonit. Which means, says the Gemara, the slaves of Rabban Gamliel's household, they used to call them, Abba, Tavi, Ima, whatever. Says the Gemara, but that's a contradictory story. You just told me not to. Says the Gemara, no. By Rabban Gamliel, the reason they did it was because they were Chashuvim. Okay, weiter. Says Rashi. En korin avot liYisrael, ela lishlosha Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, lafuke shevatim, ela learba, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, v'Leah. Abba ploni, ima plonit, lo bivnehem ka'amar. We're not talking about their children not calling them that. Who are we talking about? Ela bishar bnei Adam. It's talking about us Jews not calling them that. Ki ein she'anu korim achshav, mar ploni, marat ploni, just like we call Mr., Mrs., Reb, whatever. So it was like an honorary title. You do not say that to them. Vayter in the Gemara. Amar bin Azar. May dichtiv. There's a pasuk. Okay? Where's this pasuk? In Tehillim. Ken avarechecha v'chayai b'shimcha esa chapai. What does that mean? It says the Gemara, Ken avarechecha v'chayai, I will bless you in my lifetime. Zo kriyat shema. B'shimcha esa chapai. Zo tefila. V'im ose ken. Hakatuv omer, if a person does kriyat shema utfila, the very next pasuk in Tehillim says, "Kemo chelev vadeshin tisba nafshi." A person's tefila, kriyat shema tefila, will be considered like a korban on the mizbeach for a kadosh baruch hu. Velo od ela shenochel shnei olamim. A person will inherit two worlds. Olam hazeh olam haba. Shneimar v'sifte renanot yihallel pi. What sifte renanot? Songs. Lip-singing songs. Where are the songs in plural? Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Okay? Weiter in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, now the Gemara is going to give a whole series of personal tefillot that Amoraim said after their Amidah. Rabbi Elazar, Batar Dimseim Tzilote, after he finished his Amidah, Amar Hachi, he said the following text. Yiratzon Milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetashken Befurenu Ahava ve'achva shalom ve'ra'ut, Purenu is our lot, right? Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rest in our lot, love, brotherhood, peace, friendship. Ve'tarbe gevulenu b'talmidim, make our boundaries wider with talmidim. Ve'tatzliach sofenu acharit ve'tikva, give us hope and good stuff at the end. Ve'sim chalkenu b'gan Eden, ve'takenenu b'chaver tov, v'yetzer tov b'olamach. Venashkim venimtza yichul levavenu, let us get up and find our heart's desires. Leirai et shemecha v'tavo lefanecha korat nafshenu netova, and may our heart's desires come before you for the good. Which means this was a very nice personal tefillah that Rabbi Elazar added at the end of his amida. Rabbi Yochanan batar et demsayim tzilotei amar hachi. Rabbi Yochanan said differently. Yiratzom lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetatzitz bevoshtenu, look at our shame, v'tabit b'ra'atenu, look how bad our lives are, how difficult they are, v'titlabesh b'rachamecha, get, gird yourself in your in your mercy, ותתכסה בעוזך, cover yourself with your strength, with your might, ותתעטף בחסידותך, with your piousness, ותתעזר בחנינותך, with your grace, ותבוא לפניך מידת טובך וענוותנותך. Okay, טוב. רבי זירא בתל דמסיים צלותיה אמר האחי סדה פעלון, ירצום לפניך השם אלוהינו שלא נחתה ולא נבוש ולא נקלה מאבותינו. We should not sin and we shouldn't be more ashamed than our forefathers were from our sins. רבי חייא בתל דמצלה אמר האחי, ירצום לפניך השם אלוהינו שתהה תורתך אומנותינו. May your Torah be our profession. יענה, may everything our lives should revolve around the Torah. Ve'al yidve libenu ve'al yichshechu einenu. May our hearts not hurt and may our eyes not dim. Rav Batar Tzelotei Amar Hachi, Yiratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetiten lanu chayim arukim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tova, chayim shel beracha, chayim shel parnasa, chayim shel chilutz atamot, strengthening of bones, chayim sheyesh bahem yirat chet, chayim she'en bahem busha uchlima, חיים של עושר וכבוד, חיים שתהיה בנו אהבת תורה ויראת שמיים, חיים שתמלא לנו את כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה. What a beautiful tefillah. Now, huh? It's in the Sidur. Yes, some people say it, this one actually. And Ashkenazim say this one? No. Shabbat Mevarchim. When they bench the Chodesh, when Shabbat Mevarchim, Ashkenazim have this nosach that they put into Hachrazat Rosh Chodesh. רבי בתר צלותי אמר האחי, ירצום מלפניך השם אלוקינו ולכבותינו שתצילנו מעזי פנים ומעזות פנים, מאדם רע ומפר הרע, מיצר הרע, מחבר רע, משכן רע ומשטן המשחית ומדין קשה ומבעל דין קשה, בין שהוא בן ברית, בין שאינו בן ברית. Where do we say this one? ברכות השחר. With a little bit of, you know, a little bit of נוסחאות change, but basically the same idea. ואף על גב דקיים הקיצוצי עלי דריבי. He says, which means that what? Even though he says, please protect me from anybody attacking me, like we said, even though Rabbeinu HaKadosh was good friends with the emperor Antoninus. Okay, he was good friends with him. And Antoninus commanded, he had a special delegation of soldiers that would protect Rabbeinu HaKadosh wherever he went. And yet, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would still pray this way. Let's see Rashi. Yeah. כן אברכך וכמוכה לבדשן תרי קראי דסמיך להדד. These two פסוקים are right next to one another in Tehillim. רננות שתיים בפורנו, what's פורנו? בגורלנו, our lot. Where do we get that word from? על כן קראו לימים האלה פורים, על שם הפור, right? Lot. אחרית ותקווה, אחרית ותקווה שתהיה אחריתנו טובה ונראה מה שקיווינו. May our ends be good and may we see in our ends what we hoped for. ותקננו לשון תיקון, ונשכים ונמצא ייחול לבבנו לראה את שמך, שלא יתגבר עלינו יצר הרע בהרהור הלילה, that the יצר הרע should not overcome us by thinking bad thoughts at night, לסון מאחריך ביום, to take us away, to make us veer away from you, stray away from you during the day, אלא כשנשכים בכל בוקר נמצא לבבנו מייחל לך. Right? That in the morning, we should wake up every morning with the same desire to follow in your path as during the night. ותבוא לפניך קורת נפשנו, כלומר סיפוק צורכנו וקורת רוחנו. May you realize our, what we need to live, and קורת רוח, what we need to have נחת. ותביט ברעתנו, תדע ותיתן לביך ברעה הבא עלינו. May you take notice of all the bad things that happened to us. מעזי פנים שלא יתגרו בי, people, brazen people, not to start with me, ומעזות פנים שלא יוצאו עליי לעז ממזרות, and brazen people from opening their mouths and saying rumors about me of ממזרות, שאינו בן ברית, שאינו מהול. ואף על גב דקאי מקיצוצי על יד רבי, שהיו שוטרים עומדים במצוות אנטונינוס, להקות ולהינקם בכל העומדים עליו. Although he was surrounded by Antoninus's guards, armed guards, even so, רבנו הקדוש would still pray in this manner. Let's see some הלכה. Says the Rambam. Yeah, says the Rambam. Safek kara kriyat shema, safek lo kara, chozer vekore, umvarech lefanea ulachareya. If a person has a safek whether or not he read kriyat shema, what's the halacha? On page kaf al. So, if a person is mesupak whether you read or not, what's the halacha? He has to read again and he has to say brachot before. אבל אם ידע שקרה ונסתפק לו אם בירך לפניה או לאחריה או לא בירך, אינו חוזר מברך. If a person knows that he read קריאת שמע but he's mesupak, did I make the brachot, did I not make the brachot, the halacha is You don't have to read obviously Kirat Shema again because you know you did, and don't make the brachot safek brachot la'akel. Kara v'ta'a yachzor lemakom she'ta'a. If you know exactly where you made a mistake, go back to that. Like Tosfot said, ne'ila mimenu ben parasha leparasha v'enu yodea ezo parasha yishlim ve'ezo tzarech le'atchil. If you know that you're at the end of a paragraph, you just don't know which one, where do you have to go back to? No, v'haya. חוזר לפרשה ראשונה שהוא ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך, which means the end of that parasha, יענה, where you starting from, והיה. Says ברמם וייטר, טעה באמצע הפרק, ואינו יודע להיכן פסק, חוזר לראש הפרק, היה קורא וכתבתם, I'm sorry. The previous Rambam, you're right. The previous Rambam says, if you know you made a mistake in the middle of a paragraph, you just don't know what the mistake is, where do you go back to? The beginning of? No. Again, if you know you made a mistake in the middle of a given paragraph, whether it's the first or the second or the third, where do you go back to? The beginning of that paragraph. Okay? Now, טעה באמצע הפרק ואינו יודע להיכן פסק, חוזר לראש הפרק. היה קורא וכתבתם ואינו יודע אם הוא באוכתבתם של שמה או באוכתבתם של שבהיה עם שמוע, חוזר לאוכתבתם של שמה. ואם נסתפק לו, אחר שקרא למען ירבו ימיכם, אינו חוזר, שעל הרגל לשונו הוא הולך. אם אוכתבתם על מזוות בתיך ושערי איך למען ירבו ימיכם. What's the הלכה?
Keep going.
Says מרן. סימן סמך דלת. קרא פרשה וטעה בה, אם יודע היכן טעה, כגון שקרא כולה, אלא שדילג פסוק אחד באמצע, חוזר לראש אותו הפסוק, וגומר הפרשה, go back to where you made a mistake and continue. ואם אינו יודע היכן טעה, חוזר לראש הפרשה. If you don't know, you go back to the beginning of that parasha, says מרן וייטר. The סעיף after, טעה בין פרשה לפרשה, שהוא יודע שסיים פרשה, ואינו יודע אם ראשונה אם שנייה, חוזר לפרשה ראשונה ויתחיל, והיה עם שמוע. Next מרן, היה עומד באוכתבתם, ואינו יודע אם באוכתבתם שבפרשה ראשונה, אם באוכתבתם שבפרשה שנייה, חוזר לאוכתבתם שבראשונה. ואני מין שלא יתחיל למען ירבו ימיכם, אבל אם יתחיל למען ירבו ימיכם, אינו צריך לחזור, דסירחי, נקי ואתה. Now, interesting, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is all when a person, let's say, is reading Shema Bichidut. But if he's reading, let's say, he's reading together with the Tzibur. And now, he is, let's say he didn't say Leman Yirbu Yimechem yet. We say, oh, you have to go back to the first Uchtavtam. But let's say you hear the Shliach Tzibur saying Leman Yirbu Yimechem, or somewhere close by, the halacha is that you can be somech, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you can go with him because you're saying, and the other way too. Let's say you're mistapek and you say Uchtavtam al mizod betecha v'shari echa Leman, even if you said Leman, but you hear the Shliach Tzibur saying Vehaya im shamoa tishme'u el mitzvah. What does that mean? That over there also, even if you said Leman Yirbu Yimechem,
really go straight?
Huh?
Continue?
No, you go back to the first Uchtavtam because of the Shliach Tzibur. So this halacha is being said when a person saying Kriyat Shema Bichidut. Vayter in the Rambam.
Do you go back to that first the
pasuk
or the whole paragraph?
Paragraph. You go back to that pasuk. Rambam. Mi shehaya osek bimlacha mafsik ad sheikra parasha rishona kula. What does the Rambam say if you're a worker? Working, what do you have to stop? For the whole parasha. The Rambam, and we're going to see in Maran HaShulchan Aruch, what did Tosfot say? Where do the workers have to what do they have to stop for? First Pasuk. It's Machloket Rishonim. Da'at Rambam and Da'at Maran is that even though, in general, me and you, if we're not working, we're saying. Now the Ikar Kavanav Kriyat Shema, like the Shulchan Aruch says, Pasuk Rishon and Baruch Shem. But by a worker, say the Poskim, even the Rabbanan would agree that you have to stop and have Kavanah for the entire first paragraph, so it doesn't look like you're saying Kriyat Shema Bezilzul, so it doesn't look like you're saying it with disdain. Okay, and that's the halacha. Over here, although in general, Ikara Kavanah is Pasuk Rishon, over here, what do they have to stop for and have Kavanah? The whole first paragraph. Okay, says the Rambam. וכן, האומנים בטלים ממלאכתם בפרשה ראשונה כדי שלא תקריאתן ערי, והשאר קורא הוא כדרכו ועוסק במלאכתו. Once you get to והיה, what's the הלכה? You don't have to have כוונה anymore. You can continue to work. אפילו היה עומד בראש האילן ובראש הכותל, קורא במקומו ומברך לפניו ולאחריה, you can make the ברכות. And say קריאת שמה before and after. שולחן ערוך. האומנים וכן בעל הבית שהיו עושים מלאכה בראש האילן או בראש שורות הבניין, קוראים קריאת שמה במקומם ואינן צריכים לרד. So, the הלכה is that the only thing they have to do is they can say קריאת שמה there, and only the first parasha, and the rest they can say kedarkam. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here a very, very difficult question. What does it seem like the halakha is, I just want to say this point, what does it seem like after they finish the first parasha? Can they say v'haya? Without kavana? While working? Yes. Can they say birkot kriyat shema while working? Yes. Yeah, that's what it says. In Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph Seif Gimal, which is in Ilchot Birkat Hamazon, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is not allowed to be mitasik in anything when he's saying a bracha. A person can't be involved with anything, moving, you know, working, whatever. So it seems like a stira. And over there it seems like any bracha. So Maran Zichron Ol Bracha in Yaviyom El Chelek Tet actually brings this down, this stira down of the Mishnah Berurah. It seems like a contradiction. And he says, obviously, it seems like according to this Maran HaShulchan Aruch, if you're telling me that Birkot Kriyat Shema and the other parashiyot of Kriyat Shema may be said while they're working, he says that's probably a simich for the Minhag HaOlam. Many times after people do Netilat Yadayim, as they're moving, they're going to get a towel, they're saying Brachot, sometimes by Asher Yatzar, you're not supposed to preferably, but sometimes you see a person wiping his hands, moving, whatever it is. He says Minhag HaOlam is based on this Maran that allows for moving during Brachot. Aye, what about the Shulchan Aruch over there? The Shulchan in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph is talking about which brachot, which bracha, Birkat HaMazon, which is the Oraita over there, Bevadai, everybody agrees, what can you do during Birkat HaMazon? Nothing. But other brachot, Ulai, Yesh Makum Leakel, Ul Yashiv, Min HaGa'olam, and that's what he says. Weiter, says the Rambam, נשים ועבדים וקטנים פטורים מקריאת שמע ומלמדים את הקטנים לקרותיה בעונתם וברכים לפניה ולאחריה כדי לחנכה מי שהיה ליבו טרוד ונחפז לדבר מצווה פטור מכל המצוות ומקריאת שמע לפיכך חתן שנשא בתולה פטור מקריאת שמע עד שיבוא עליה לפי שאין דעתו פנויה שמא לא נמצא לה בתולים ואם שהה עד מוצאי שבת ולא בעל חייב לקרות ממוצאי שבת ואילך once מוצאי שבת comes and he hasn't yet consummated what's the halakha? Read שהרי נתקרדה דעתו וליבו גס בה אף על פי שלא בעל he's already what? He's chilled. Nobody goes on with that, you know, nervousness. Yes. You get 3 nights, 4 days. Now, weiter. No. Now, he says Maran, הקונס את הבתולה פטור מקריאת שמע, 3 ימים, אם לא עשה מעשה. 3 days, 4 nights, sorry. מפני שהוא טרוד טרדת מצווה. והני מילה בזמן הראשונים, אבל עכשיו, שגם שאר בני האדם אינם מכבדים כראוי, גם הקונס את הבתולה קורה. Maran says, nowadays, people don't have כוונה when they read קריאת שמע. Anyway, and therefore, yeah. Okay? Says the next Rambam. האומנים שהיו עושים מלאכה בראש האילן או בראש המטבח או בראש הכותל והגיע הזמן תפילה. So he spoke about what's the הלכה for a worker with regards to קריאת שמה. What do we say? Stop working, first parasha, and then continue. What about תפילה? What about עמידה? Says the Rambam. And he's on top of the tree or on top of the building או בראש הכותל, on top of a wall, והגיע הזמן תפילה. יורדים למטה ומתפללים וחוזרים למחתן. They have to come down, pray, and come back up. ואם היו בראש הזית או בראש התאנה, מתפללים במקומן מפני שתורכן מרובה. Which means, ומה הם מתפללים? What is the עמידה that they pray? אם היו עושים בסעודתם בלבד, if they're working for their lunch, מתפללים 3 תפילות של 19 ברכות. They read the entire עמידה, which is 19 ברכות. היו עושים בשכרן, but if they're getting an actual salary, מתפללים הבינינו, ובין כך, אין יורדים לפני התיבה ואין עושים את כפן. No חזנות, no ברכת כהנים, go back to your job. Says Maran, האומנים שעושים מלאכה לבעל הבית יכולים להתפלל בראש הזית ובראש התאנה, ואין בזה משום לא יעמוד על גבי מקום גבוה ויתפלל, וכיוון שעלו לעשות מלאכתם, וכמו שעלה לעלייה. ובשאר אילנות צריכים לרד. Anything besides for an olive tree and a fig tree, they have to go down, they have to come off the tree. והטעם שמשתנה הזית בשאר אילנות, מפני שיש להם ענפים הרבה יותר משאר אילנות, ויש צורך גדול בעלייתם וריאתם, והתבטלו ממלאכתם. So he says, Maran and the Rambam say a different reason than Rashi. Why does Rashi say that olive trees are different?
No worries,
he's not afraid he's going to fall. The Rambam and Maran say a little bit different reason. They have a lot of branches, and therefore what? It's much harder to get up and down. So since it's so hard, the Chachamim said, okay, you can stay there even with a little bit less kavana. Says the yeah. Aval she'ar ilanot delek abitul yerdu, huh?
Is it 7 brachot or 19?
Depends what? Depends what kind of worker you are, for lunch or for salary. So you say all 18, 19. ובעל הבית אפילו מראש הזית והתאנה צריך לרד להתפלל דהיינו משועבד למלאכה שהוא ברשותו עצמו ואם יקילו אצל פועלים מפני ביטול מלאכה לא יקילו אצל בעל הבית. It doesn't matter what it is, what kind of tree it is, we don't care. If you are the boss, what's the הלכה? Come down and daven.
What? בעל הבית wasn't mentioned
correct. What's the הלכה בקריאת שמע?
He can stay
He can stay, because all that needs is what? Short kavanah for the first parasha, and that's enough. Vayter. Says the Rambam, מי שהיה עוסק במלאכה מפסיקה שיקרא פרשה ראשונה כולה, וכן האומנים בטלים במלאכה בפרשה ראשונה כדי שלא תהיה קריאתן עראי, we already saw this Rambam, next Maran, שולחן ערוך. יהיה סימן סמכים לסעיף זין, היה עוסק במלאכה ורצה לקרוא קריאת שמה, יתבטל ממלאכתו עד שיקרא פרשה ראשונה. מרן פסק הלכה למעשה, not like Tosfot, rather like the Rambam, what's the הלכה? How much do you have to be מכוון for the first, כדי שלא יהיה כקורא עראי, Rambam. We already saw this Rambam. Next Rambam, הפועלים שהיו עושים מלאכה אצל בעל הבית ואכלו פיתן. Now with regards to ברכת המזון, what's the הלכה? Let's see what the Rambam holds. Remember, ברכת המזון, everybody agrees, is shortened. And what about ברכת המוציא? We said is מחלוקת ראשונים. Let's see what the Rambam holds about ברכת המוציא. הפועלים שהיו עושים מלאכה אצל בעל הבית ואכלו פיתן, אין מברכין לפניה. What does the Rambam say? No bracha before. ומברכים לאחר סעודתם שתי ברכות בלבד, כדי שלא יתבטלו ממלאכת בעל הבית. ברכה ראשונה כתיקונה, שנייה פותח בברכת הארץ וכולל בה בוני ירושלים וחותם בברכת הארץ, which means you put בוני ירושלים in the second ברכה and end off ברוך אתה השם על הארץ ועל המזון. ואם היו עושים בסעודתן בלבד, או שבעל הבית מסביב מהן, מברכים ארבע ברכות כתיקונן כשאר כל אדם. If either they're working only for their food, or if the Baal HaBayit is eating lunch with them, what did we say, what's the halakha? They would say Hamotzi, and the entire Birkat HaMazon, because you see that what? Now, I should point out before, the Kaf HaChaim writes with regards to Tefillah, the Kaf HaChaim writes with regards to Tefillah Ta'amidah, we said a whole chiluk about the workers. Kaf HaChaim writes that nowadays, the Baal HaBayit are not... Everybody kim'at, all ba'alei abatim, all the bosses, they're not so makpid about a person who goes down, and therefore everybody should go down and read the, they should come down from the tree and read the entire Amidah. Read the entire Amidah. So says the Kaf HaChaim. Now again, it doesn't say it in Rishonim Miforash, but it's something that makes sense. Most workers are okay if the workers come down for a few minutes and read the entire Amidah.
You have two options. So one minyan takes their time, and another minyan just reads the first three brachot of the Shemona Esrei, and then the rest.
Ask your boss for permission. Right. Yeah.
Oh, he's saying you do kedusha.
I know. Ask your boss for permission. If he says I don't want you to take your time, so you go to that other minyan. If he says no, it's okay. You can do a regular thing with chazarat hashatz. Then okay, but you have to ask for permission. We're not talking about in the gemara in halachot. We're not talking about praying with a minyan. We're talking about what? Forget about minyan. We're talking about praying bichidut.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Says
that chazara is not considered chachila still.
No. No. Marana Bet Yosef is in Siman Rishon Amid Bet is fire and brimstone against shortening the Chazarat Hashatz. He says there was a chirim of Chachmei Tzfat against it. No jokes.
But in the case if you have only 10 people in the minyan,
no.
You may be scared that they're not going to answer Baruch Hu Baruch.
Okay, so that's a different story. So if you're scared, so you tell them, hello, answer.
But Rabbi gives the answer to do it that way.
No, that's bottom of the barrel. You get the prize for bottom of the barrel tefillah betzibur. Vayter. So now says Maran Shulchan Aruch. Okay, nu ya habibi. Vayter. Vayter. It's an eitzah that's the bottom of the barrel. Find a different minyan. Now, Vayter says the Shulchan Aruch. פועלים שעושים מלאכה אצל בעל הבית מקצרים בברכת המזון כדי שלא לבטל מלאכת בעל הבית כיצד ברכה ראשונה כתקנה. Okay. בברכת ושנייה פותח בברכת הארץ וכולל בבוני ירושלים וחותם בברכת הארץ ואין אומרים ברכת הטוב והמטיב כלל באמת דברים אמורים כשנותנים שכר על מלאכתן מלבד הסעודה אבל אם אין נותנים שכר אלא הסעודה שאוכלים לבד מברכים כל ארבע ברכות כתקנן ואם בעל הבית מסב עם העין אף על פי שנותנים שכר מלבד הסעודה מברכים כל דלת ברכות. Okay, Vayter says the next Rambam. האבל ביום הראשון בלבד אסור להניח תפילין ולאכול משלו. On the first day of Avelut, says the Rambam, the Avel may not wear tefillin, and he also can't eat his own food. וחייב לשב על מיטה כפויה, he has to sit on a flipped over bed, ובשאר ימי האבל מותר לו לאכול משלו ולשב על גבי מפס או קרקע ומניח תפילין, ומניין שהוא אסור ביום ראשון להניח תפילין, שנאמר, שהרי נאמר ליחזקאל, פארך חבוש עליך, מכלל שכל העם אסורים. ונאמר לא, ולחם אנשים לא תאכל, מכלל שכל העם אוכלים משל אחרים ביום ראשון, ואסורים לאכול משל עצמן. So the first day of Avelut, you cannot wear tefillin, and you cannot eat your own food. That's what we mean. Yeah, the day of the Aninut. which means
our avilut starts
after Kvura. But according, the Rambam is going in a case that he died the same day, buried, and it's on the same day of the Aninut. וחייב לישב על מיטה קפויה, says the Ravid, אמר אברהם, לא ראיתי לזה שורש. Says מרן, אבל ביום הראשון אסור לו להניח תפילין, מכאן ואילך, חייב אפילו באו פנים חדשות, and מרן says, אם יורד דעס מנשין פחת, אבל אסור להניח תפילין ביום הראשון, ואחר שאני צריך להניח תפילין מותר להניחם, like we said last time, there is a מחלוקת ראשונים and אחרונים, we know, obviously, if the person passes away on Sunday, and he's buried on right, he passes away, let's say, Motzei Shabbat or Sunday morning, they do whatever, they bury him on Sunday day, and there's still daytime, there's still a few hours until Shkia. What's the Avil status with regards to wearing tefillin? Asur. It's Asur for him to wear tefillin. When can he start wearing tefillin again? The next morning by Netzach Hamah. Now, what happens if it's not a situation like that? What happens if the day of death and the day of burial are two different days, which many times happens? According to the Ben Ishchai, Agaon Kaf HaChaim, Agaon Or LeZion, they hold that over here also it refers not only, even if the day of death and day of burial are two separate days, the day of burial, the entire day of burial is Asur Le'aniach Tefillin. Maran Zichrono Livracha in Chazon Avadia Avilut, as well as Agaon Chacham Yitzchak in his Sefer Yalkut Yosef rule, not like that, in Lehalacha Ulma'aseh, if the day of burial is different than the day of death, the halacha, like we said, is that after, let's say if there's still some time left after the kvura, if it's not the day of death, they go betzinah, they go into a private room, put on tefillin without berachot, and that's what we do. Except there's one exception to that rule: if the person passed away on Shabbat and they're only burying him on Sunday, over there you're not allowed to bury on Shabbat. There, everybody would agree that the entire Sunday is asur lehaniach tefillin. Right. No, Yom Tov Sheni, you bury. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. But
you even bury in Yom Tov Rishon, Ali De Akum. You bury in Yom Tov Rishon as well, Ali De Akum. Yom Tov Sheni, you bury Ali De Goyim, Ali De Yisrael.
But after Yom Tov, yeah.
Let's
say it's the end of
the
year, so you put
tefillin on. Yes,
you
would put it on. Yes, vaday. Now, says the Rambam, מימתי התחייב האדם באבל, מי שיסתם הגולל, אבל כל זמן שלא נקבר המת, אינו אסור בדבר מן הדברים שהאבל אסור בהם, מפני טעם זה, רחץ דוד וסך, כשמת הילד תנם שיקבר. All of the things of אלות, including רחיצה, kick in when? Only after the deceased is covered with a mound of dirt, which means it's completely covered, completely buried. However, before that is considered onen, and onen is mutar in all of the things that avel is asurbo, and that's why David HaMelech actually bathed and rubbed himself when his son died before the kvura. ומנין שאבל אסור לחבס בגדה ולחרוץ גובו ולסוך, שנאמן התאבלינה ולבשי בגדי אבל ואל תחסוך לשמן. ורחיצה נמי בכלל שיחה שרחיצה קודמת לשיחה שנאמר, ורחצת וסחת. וכשם שאבל אסור בחיבוש בגדים, כך אסור ללבוש כלים לבנים חדשים וגועצים ביתר. שזה מרן, רחיצה כיצד, אסור לרחוץ כל גופו אפילו בצונן. אבל, during שבעה, is אסור to wash his entire body, even with freezing cold water. אבל פנה וידה ורגליו בחמין אסור, בצונן מותר. However, washing just his face, hands and feet with hot water, אסור. With cold water, מותר. That's how they take showers on Erev Shabbat. Erev Shabbat, they take a cold, not a cold full body shower, because that's אסור even on Erev Shabbat, that doesn't change. They're allowed to wash only face, hands and feet with cold water, לכבוד Shabbat. Now, ואם היה מלוכלך מיטית וצוער, רוחץ כדרכו, ואינו חושש. If there's a part of his body that is soiled with something, with whatever it is, you're allowed to wash it off as usual, because you're just washing that place to get off the soiling. Says the Rama, וכל זה מדינה, אינו אסור רק שבעה, אבל אחר כך מותר בחיצה, אלא שנהגו העידנה לאסור רחיצה כל המדיום, ואפילו לחוף הראש אסור, ואין לשנות המנהג כי המנהג קדום ונתייסד על פי ותיקים. Says this is all according to the letter of the law, but Ashkenazim have a minhag to aser showers the entire shloshim, and that is their minhag, שלא כדעת מרן. Says the Rambam, כל מישהו פטור מלקרות תפילת שמע, אם רצה להחמיר על עצמו לקרות, קורא, והוא שתהה דעתו פנויה עליו, אבל אם היה זה הפטור מלקרות מבוהל, אינו רשאי לקרות עד שתתיישב דעתו עליו. Which means, if a person's patur from reading קריאת שמע, if he wants to do it, who would he hold like the Tanakama, that what? Even if you're patur, you can do it. As long as your head is clear. If you're preoccupied, if you're befuddled, what's the halacha? You may not, and you're patur, you may not read Kriyat Shema in that state until you do what? Until you relax. Chill. Okay? Weiter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, הכונס את הבתולה, פטור מקריאת שמע שלושה ימים אם לא עשה מעשה, מפני שהוא תרות תרידת מצווה. ואני מילה בזמן הראשונים, אבל עכשיו we did this already, next Rambam, העבדים והשפחות אין מספידים אותם ואין עומדים עליהם בשורה ואין עומדים עליהם ברכת אבלים ותנחומי אבלים, אלא אומרים לו כשם שאומרים לו על שורו ועל חמורו, המקום ימלא חסרונך. דרס רמב"ם says מרן מיורי דעה סימן שעין זין, העבדים והשפחות אין עומדים עליהם בשורה ואין עומדים עליהם תנחומי אבלים, אלא אומרים לו המקום ימלא חסרונך כשם שאומרים לאדם על שורו וחמורו. אוקיי, okay? says רמב"ם, העבדים ושפחות אין קונים להם אבא פלונית ואמא פלונית. Don't call him, oh, father, you know, father, אני יודע מה, whatever. שלא יבוא מן הדבר תקלה, ונמצא זה הבן נפגם. Which means, if people see you calling this Eved, father Ploni, what are they going to say about you? Not mamzer, but they're going to say, you're his son, and therefore what? You're going to be נפגם. Therefore, call them just by their name. Don't give them honorary titles. says לפיכך אם היו עבדים והשפחות חשובים ביותר ויש להם קול וכל הקהל מכירים אותן ואת בני ועבדי אדוניהם כגון עבדי הנשיא הרינו מותר לקרות להם אבא ואמא. Who did they call אבא פלוני אמא פלונית? עבדי רבן גמליאן. Why? Because they were so חשוב and nobody is going to be חושד over there because everybody knows that they were חשוב and they belong to רבן גמליאל. says מרן אין חושן סימן שעין תת, העבדים והשפחות הם קוראים להם אבא פלוני ואמא פלונית, שלא יבוא מהדבר תקלה ונמצא זה הבן נפגם. לפי כך הם העבדים והשפחות חשובים ביותר ויש להם קול וכל הקהל מכירים אותם ואת בניו ועבדי אדוניהם כגון עבדי הנשיא הרי אלו מותר לקרות להם אבא ואמא. This is direct citation out of the Rambam. Let's see some Musar.